You mentioned historic work. Were there some name houses in Tulsa that you worked on?
Well, one of the projects that I'm very, very proud of, I spent 3 years, believe it or not, working on the renovation of the Scully Mansion. A young couple bought it, and their instructions to me was, we want to go out of here feet first. But they wanted the house to be rewired, replumbed. We took every piece of plaster off the walls to insulate the walls because it wasn't insulated when it was built initially. The windows were all replaced with new windows that looked exactly like the old ones, but they were thermally protected. When the couple bought the house, it had storm windows on it, which was very detrimental to the appearance of the house. It had also been painted, and the floors had been refinished so many times that we actually had to replace some of the floors. We matched exactly what was there, but the floors had to be replaced. Moldings were in such bad condition that we duplicated what was there and replaced it. So basically, started certainly from the 2x6s in, it was a brand new house. Also, they had children and they wanted to open up some of the rooms and make it flow a little bit more for modern living, because obviously when the Scullys lived there, it was lots of servants and very much a different style of living than we have today. So it was opened up.
W.G. Scully, as we know him, William Scully, the famous oil man, did he have a huge social dining area?
Yes. I would call it a banquet hall, actually. I think would have held 40 people for dinner. There was a small dining room on the front of the house that was original, but it would maybe seat 8 people for dinner. That wasn't nearly enough because they did a lot of entertaining. So they did eventually expand in the back of the house and put a big room, which obviously became a perfect room for the quote-unquote family room for this young couple and their children.
Scully Mansion, do you recall when it was built?
Initially started, I think, in 1919.
A house of that magnitude was not that unusual because oil people were building those kind of houses.
That's correct.
There was a basement to that house?
Yes.
So there was 3 floors to it, basement, middle, and upstairs.
In the attic was a very grand room also that was referred to as the ballroom.
Oh, so that was a big area.
Yes. So although it was a kind of a challenge to get up there because you had to climb the staircase.
Elevators weren't part of this at all.
So the house was rebuilt from the inside and opened up for modern living. The interesting thing is the house originally, Mrs. Scully, when Mr. Scully passed away, she gave the house to the University of Tulsa. They owned it for a couple of years and then decided they'd have a use for it, so they sold it. They had several different owners over the years. And then when this couple that renovated it got into a situation where they needed to sell it, they sold it to the University of Tulsa. So TU now owns it again. I think the vision was for entertaining and for perhaps a presidential residence eventually.
But it came back to them in far better shape and condition when they first owned it.
Yes, absolutely.
And that was all under your direction.
Right.